Thank you for joining us and welcome to another edition of Answers Network. I'm your host, Alan Cardoza. If this is your first time watching or listening to the show, know that every Monday from 11 a.m. to noon Pacific time, this show will bring on special guests that can inspire, educate, and in some cases entertain, while bringing answers and options to making our lives happier, healthier, and more successful. And I'd really appreciate it if you could all do me a big favor. Please forward one of our shows to your social media groups and to someone you know who can benefit from a particular subject. Sharing my show and others like it that focus on improved health, happiness, education, and success is one powerful way we can make a positive influence in the world together. Now, we've had quite a bit of questions and things that have come in regards to this show. And we had a question that came in quite some time before, and this one read, it said, Alan, you've had a few guests on your show that spoke about naturopathic medicine and holistic healing. Can you bring one of them back or someone new on to go into more depth on this subject? I didn't understand how they can diagnose and treat people based on their energy and especially from a distance with a photograph. Please ask them questions about this so I or we listeners can better understand. Well, based on that, joining us today to provide answers to these questions and more, our guest, Tom Palladino, is a holistic medical expert, Scholar Energy researcher, and humanitarian, and he's based in Florida. He's on a personal mission to make a difference in the world by providing people with the education and tools to restore optimal health and enhance their quality of life. So I think we have found the right person for this question. Tom, welcome to Answers Network.
Thank you for the invitation. Pleasure to be here.
Well, as you can see, we try to listen to our listeners, and having somebody some time ago ask us to bring someone like yourself on, because they're interested, because they want more information. Now, you and I spoke a little bit before we went on. We talked a little bit about how things have changed based on a lot of us going through lockdowns as it relates to COVID. So share a little bit of, as it addresses our listeners' question, but also how things have changed just over the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. With the pandemic, the lockdown, many people started to take a look. And by way of introspection, I think they realized that there's some good points about our medical system and some points that need to be improved, that are essentially impaired, fundamentally impaired. So with that in mind, I offered to the world a new approach, not to medicine, but to quantum healing. So what am I getting at? I don't work with the biology of the body. I work with energy fields, force fields. These are energy instruments, scalar energy instruments that access a force field of a person. So I want to make this clear. My approach is through energy fields. It's not a biological reaction. I work with the scalar energy realm. I don't work with conventional medicine or Newtonian physics, if you will. It's a new approach. My emphasis is a new approach through energy instruments.
So what is it that you can see? So let's say from a picture, because we're talking about doing things from a distance. What is it that you can see? And is it something that you got trained into being able to do? Or was it just something that you didn't understand why you saw things that other people didn't see?
My work is a feat of engineering. I'm not a psychic. And to lay the ground rules, when I work with people, I work with people with these instruments behind me, a scalar energy instrument with their photograph. Now, everything that I do, all of my work is centered upon light, energy. Energy is fundamental. And this is why this is so promising. If I can take a person's photograph and understand their energy field, their force field, and I can send energy, scalar energy, which is corrective intelligence, into that force field, then this offers great prospect of improving our health, our quantum health. Again, it's not a biological process. So the key to my work is really two or three things. I'm working with energy instruments energy is fundamental. I can work with force fields that have disease patterns. I can find those disease patterns, or I can find a microbe on a person's force field, their energy force field on a photograph. Mm-hmm. And then I can eradicate those microbes. I can eradicate viruses and bacteria. Now, all of my work is done in that informational field. And this is what's so unique about my work. I have discovered that a photograph is the bilocated version of a person. I don't work with people. I work with their energy double, which is their force field on a photograph.
Okay, so let me see if I can mirror some of this back and what I think I understand and maybe what I don't. I think this will also help with the initial question that our listener came up with. Yes. So you have equipment that by scanning that photograph can read a force field, read energy, and see where, I'll call them disease patterns, are showing. So am I right on the first half of this?
Yes, you are. Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So now the second part of this is, and share with everybody, where are you geographically right now?
Yeah, I live in Florida.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. So you're in Florida. I'm in California. So if your equipment now sees things within me, how is it able to treat from that distance?
Thank you. Much like we're having a conference call through a video. Obviously, you're not in my laboratory. I'm not in your office. So if we can communicate telephonically, then we can likewise through a photograph, we can communicate through a person's photograph. This is the new science of scalar energy. You've heard the expression, everything is energy. That's correct. Mm-hmm. Even a photograph has energy. If I were to place my photograph in that quantum field, that's an energy instrument, my photograph will experience a download of scalar energy.
Okay.
I'm holding in my hand a fluorescent tube. There's so much energy coming off that instrument, it will download that amount of energy into my quantum field. This is the very quiddity of my work, in which I work only with energy force fields. I can download scalar energy into my signature, into my force field. I can ascertain what type of virus or bacterium a person has, and I can eradicate that virus or bacterium. Or I can balance the chakras by way of this instrument. These are unique instruments that do not work with electricity. We're working exclusively with a different dimension, scalar energy.
Okay. So, and the part I'm still not grasping, I guess, is the eradication. Mm-hmm. So, again, let's say I've sent you the photograph.
Yeah.
Are you eradicating it on the photo that is somehow now getting to me, or are you then in contact with me and advising me on what I need to do to eradicate it?
I can prove through my laboratory that you would have perhaps, say, the human papillomavirus. So let me explain by way of demonstration.
Okay.
Everything I do is by way of photographs because a photograph has energy. If I were to place this photograph of the human papillomavirus side by side my photograph, the two energy fields share information. If I had human papillomavirus as a signature, this instrument would download that energy and would find the human papillomavirus in my quantum field, my force field, and eradicate it. I've proven that here in my laboratory. Now, subsequent to my working with people by way of their photograph, people send me PCR tests, or at least some type of indication that tells me that they no longer are infected with the human papillomavirus. So I can prove my work here in the laboratory, but I need people by way of a testimony to prove that they've had this eradication of the human papillomavirus. And that's what I now have achieved, at least this anecdotal proof that people who submit their photograph are no longer infected with the virus.
Okay. Wow.
Let me make this very clear.
Yeah.
These are custom-built instruments. Nobody's been able to duplicate these instruments, so nobody's been able to duplicate my results. So when I'm saying to you that I can identify and eradicate a virus through a photograph, as far as I know, I'm the only one in the world with this protocol.
Wow. So let's talk about some of the benefits of this technology in some of the areas with some of the people you've worked with, the types of things that it has eradicated.
Right. Good question. I've been working with people around the world. So the audience is what I would consider a global audience. It's not one mm-hmm. select group of people. And working around the world, I've been able to pinpoint, identify viruses, bacteria, protozoan, et cetera, microbes, let's call them microorganisms, on their photograph and eradicate it. Now, for instance, I'm holding up a photograph, a collage of people. This is taken in Delhi, India. Now, bear with me. I've worked with over 5,000 people at an HIV clinic in Delhi, India. It's known as Om Prakash. And people from India submit their photograph to me. That's all it takes. Everybody that I've worked with, at one time, they had a viral load for HIV. They were testing positive. I've worked with 5,000 people from this clinic. And today, everybody who's had a follow-up PCR test no longer has a viral load. And that's 5,000 people. It's a rather broad study, if you will, that have submitted their photograph to me. Everybody tells me that they're feeling better from this HIV AIDS clinic.
Wow, that is amazing. We're getting questions that are coming in through the instant messages and stuff. So there is certainly a lot of stuff. Let me read one of them. And again, I want to thank the people that take the time to do this. And this one reads, I'm a cancer patient who has gone through chemotherapy twice, and the cancer has come back each time within a year. One of the times I asked my oncologist about alternative treatments. He asked if I wanted to bring in a witch doctor. Says, I'm now looking for a new oncologist. Can the remote energy healing be used alongside traditional medical treatments? And if so, do you have any suggestions as to where I can find a new oncologist who is open to other types of treatment? This is from Jonathan in Boston, Massachusetts.
You know, let me say a few things. And that's a sad story, Jonathan, so I sympathize with you. I have a high regard for the medical community, for physicians, for nurses, for researchers, for staff members. Okay? The problem with American medicine is the greed or the corruption behind it. It's not the personnel. But sorry that you had that experience. My work is distinct from Newtonian physics or from Western medicine. This has never been done before. Now, getting on to your question, I cannot eradicate a cancer cell. However, what I've discovered is there are many viruses that contribute to cancer. For instance, let me go back to human papillomavirus. The human papillomavirus is the number one cause of cervical cancer. Now, follow my train of thought. If I can identify the human papillomavirus on my photograph, mm-hmm. then I should be able to eradicate that signal, that energy of the human papillomavirus. Now, indeed, if that is what happens, transpires with a person, then I've removed the causative agent for cervical cancer. But I've not proven that. I can only prove my work in my laboratory. So do I think this is a stepping stone? Yes. Do I think that eventually we can eradicate many of the pathogens that contribute to cancer? Yes, I do believe that. Can I give proof of a cause and effect relationship? Not yet. But my 4,000 testimonies on my website are starting to speak volumes as to my work. So, in synopsis, I cannot cure cancer. I don't even mention cancer. That's not my specialty. My specialty is to identify microbes by way of a photograph of a microbe and eliminate that germ signal, eliminate that microbial signature. To the gentleman who is looking for a new oncologist, you might want to ask friends about word of mouth. You might find a good oncologist that is more sympathetic to integrative medicine, which should be the norm today. There should not be a monopoly.
Right. And again, to Jonathan in Boston, and I may have a somewhat of an answer to that second part of your question, and that would be to work backwards. I think if you go to a naturopath or a holistic doctor and ask them, you know, who are the oncologists that they've worked with that have been open to other possibilities. So I think maybe working backwards might be the way to do that. So if that helps, thank you, Jonathan. We've got another one coming here. It says, scientifically speaking, how does the remote energy healing eradicate on a picture? And how is that eradication then transferred to the person that is in the picture? And this is from Rob in Los Angeles.
That's a great question, Rob. So let me start with my photographs as an example. Everything that I possess, my photograph possesses. Now, what do I mean? In the quantum realm, a photograph is my actual person. My energy, my current state of energy, is found on the photograph. In other words, if I have a fever, my photograph will pick that up. If I have the human papillomavirus, the herpes virus, my photograph will pick that up. It's simply my mirror-like image. Now, this is quantum thinking. If I can destroy a virus or a bacterium on my photograph, then that should have a connection with me in the physical realm. I can't prove that, but my testimonies are lending itself to that thought. Bear in mind that quantum physics, scalar energy physics, is a new physics. We're still in the theoretical stage.
Okay.
The only thing that I can prove thus far is to tell people to go to my website, in which people will share PCR tests. I'm going to hold this up for the audience.
Okay.
This is a PCR test of a person who at one time had herpes. Now, after being infected for over 20 years with herpes, this individual, after they submitted their photograph to me, they had two back-to-back viral load tests for herpes. Negative, negative, no viral load. So this is the proof that I have by way of anecdotal testimonies, by way of PCR tests. So let me say this. For instance, everybody that I've ever worked with herpes, after they submit their photograph, after I have their photograph and I run their photograph through the instrument, if there's a follow-up PCR test, everybody shows that they're negative, no viral load.
Wow. You talked a little bit about how the Skylar Light balances the seven major chakras and the 12 meridian points. Share a little bit about that, because what I was thinking along those lines is this something that really can be beneficial for all of us, in the sense that I think all of us are operating with a certain amount of stress. All of us can be a little out of balance. I know I have times in which I feel like I'm just off for whatever reason. So share a little bit how somebody doesn't necessarily have to have a virus to gain benefit from this.
Good point. These energy instruments balance the chakras. Can I prove that? Well, anecdotally, I can. After I work with people, people tell me they're much calmer, or their sleep is a very deep, meaningful sleep without interruption. Some people say that this energy has lifted their depression. So follow my thinking now. Illuminate the mind and illuminate the seven chakras. I believe that brain waves are scalar waves. I believe that seven chakras are created by scalar energy. The chakras spin, and a scalar wave is a double helix that spins, mm-hmm. that rotates. Now, consider if I place my photograph inside the instrument, there's so much power coming off the instrument that there's a download of scalar energy.
Okay.
This I'm holding in my hand. It's a fluorescent tube. But look how it animates under the influence of my instrument. Imagine that amount of energy in the quantum realm, scalar energy entering into your brain, your brain waves, your mind, and your chakras. That will cause what? Hopefully an elevation of your mood. Having that much scalar energy entering into you should balance your brain waves, balance your thinking, and your seven chakras. And this is what we've experienced. people tell us that they're no longer depressed or they have this feeling of elation, or for some reason that they no longer have an addiction to cigarettes or alcohol. Now, I want to make this very clear. It's not me. I'm not a drug therapist. I'm not a sleep therapist. The energy is correcting that. The corrective energy enters into the quantum realm. And just as if we can have a conversation through a video, we can likewise make a communication through a photograph.
Wow. Just had an interesting thought. What would keep you or anyone with this ability from doing this with anybody's picture? So, I mean, let's say we have Vladimir Putin and we have a picture of him and we'd really like him to not be so aggressive. Yeah. Yeah.
You're absolutely right. I could treat anybody in the world through their photograph. I could treat any person or any animal in the world through their photograph.
Good. Can I make you a list? There's a whole lot of people I'd like to see calm down.
Okay. Now, pursuant to that, you see how this instrument, one scalar energy instrument, can work with 1 million people, 2 million people a day. I've been at this now I've had a website, public website, for 12 years, a dozen years. Today in my laboratory, I work with 500,000 photographs.
Wow.
People from around the world submit their photograph to me. So you see how by these instruments, we transcend time and space. It's no longer an obstacle, time and space. Whether you live in California or whether you live in Asia, it doesn't matter. People from around the world send me photographs. So over the past 12 years, I've amassed so many photographs. Today, I treated 500,000 people by way of their photograph.
Wow. One of the things that when I was doing my research in what you're doing, you talked about photosynthesis as it is in plants.
Yes.
Describe how the Skylar energy is to human enhancement as photosynthesis is to plants. I thought that was very interesting.
My predecessor, a man who actually started to build these instruments, his name is Galen Hieronymus. He had the first prototype, so I'm not the inventor. I copied his work in many ways. Galen Hieronymus grew plants in his basement in the dark with the scalar energy instrument. He took copper wires from the roof of his home and he channeled them down into his laboratory in his basement, which was pitch black, and that scalar energy served to grow plants in his basement in the dark. So he proved that scalar energy really is the driving force, is the animating force behind photosynthesis. It's always been my consideration that the initial energy is scalar energy and the derivative is electromagnetic energy. So anytime you have scalar energy, it will degrade eventually into electromagnetic energy. So by way of this experiment, Hieronymus, my predecessor, grew plants in the dark with a scalar energy current or with some type of scalar energy influence. Quite fascinating to me.
Now, how is this energy similar to like grounding, the energy that we get from the earth? I know that's something that I'm doing now. I'm fortunate enough to live close to the beach, so I try to get out and ground as often as possible. In fact, I've got a grounding sheet that goes on my bed. I've got grounding straps that go on my shoes, so if I'm just out walking. Share the similarities or differences of these types of energy.
It's natural. That's a similarity. My energy is from the sun and the stars. These are not electrical instruments. And the reason I can achieve what I achieve is I'm working in a different dimension, which is the quantum dimension or the scalar energy dimension. Now, grounding what takes in energy from the sun and the stars? Our ground, the earth, is a natural capacitor for that energy. By the way, I practice grounding likewise. I live in Florida, so I can walk barefoot year-round outside. So what's my point? We're going back to nature. That's the key to my work. I don't work with man-made chemicals. There's not surgery. There's no human input here. I'm working with the forces of nature. Grounding is working with the forces of nature. And when you're doing that, you eliminate human error.
Right. We're talking with Tom Palladino. We are talking about distance healing. We're talking about energy. We are going into areas that many of you have never even dreamed of. If you know somebody that is dealing with something, if they have chronic viral diseases or anything like that, we're going to take a break, but use this time to contact them, send them a message, send them the link, ask them to listen in, because they might just learn something that's going to be just change their life. So stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to or watching Answers Network.
Conflict International are experts at uncovering the truth. Our specialist team has decades of experience in providing a range of bespoke investigation and intelligence services to companies and individuals. Whether you need professional screening or background checks of employees, due diligence of potential clients or business partners, asset tracing services, or surveillance, Conflict International has a rapid response team on hand to get you to the heart of the matter. Our key strength is in our global capabilities. We can tap into an extensive network of trusted professional investigators based in most jurisdictions worldwide, enabling us to go almost anywhere a case takes us. Conflict International has decades of experience with a diverse range of skills among our team, developed from backgrounds in military and security intelligence services, as well as practiced lawyers. Visit our website today at conflictinternational.com to find out more about our services. That's conflictinternational.com. Global reach, local knowledge.
And we're back. We're talking with Tom Palladino. And Tom, we were talking about, again, the Skylar energy, but share with us how it can negate molecular bonds and pathogens. You've talked about viruses, but apparently we can do it as well with bacteria and fungi.
Right. That's correct. Why do I like my process? And I'm not in any way being condescending. There's no human thought. I work with energy. Energy is fundamental. Energy, light never makes a mistake. You know, I'm not in any way dissuading anybody from human reasoning and from study, from scholastic study. So these energy instruments do not make a mistake. If I tell the instrument to interpret this bacterium, Streptococcus mutans, by way of light, scalar light will ascertain the energy, the force field of Streptococcus mutans. If I match up that photograph of strep mutans, which causes sometimes dental caries, gingivitis, if I match up this photograph of Streptococcus mutans with my photograph, it will download the energy, the molecular structure of strep mutants into me. Now, it's all information. Once that force field, once that energy of Streptococcus mutants enters into me, it instructs those molecular bonds to break apart.
Which, and in breaking apart, is that how it's eradicating?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So the intelligence that holds together matter, atomic and molecular bonds are negated. This instrument will negate the molecular bonds of Streptococcus mutans, break it down into smaller elements and proteins, and so this microorganism ceases to exist. What am I doing? I'm fragmenting microbes. That's why this works.
Okay. One of my issues that I have with big pharma and things that go in and eradicate bacteria is, as you know, we have good bacteria and we have bad bacteria. How does the machine know the difference between the good and the bad?
Absolutely. So I do not treat for probiotic bacteria, such as Lactobacillus.
Okay.
I targeted what's considered to be pathogenic. I have photographs of hundreds of thousands of species of microorganisms. I target those microorganisms. And the instrument, the intelligence, knows to go after what is pathogenic. See, I have to underscore this. This instrument does the thinking. It's divine intelligence. Some people call that Christ consciousness. It's not me. When you turn on a light switch, you don't tell the electrons or the force field how to behave. That's fundamental. Those are the laws of physics. And likewise, this instrument follows the laws of physics. So I've devised this instrument to seek out the molecular code, the molecular intelligence of a pathogen, and then break down that molecular code.
Gotcha. Being as it appears as though the human consciousness in regards to being more conscious of this type of healing has grown exponentially during the lockdowns. Has there been any attempts or whatever? I would imagine you had people sending you stuff with COVID-19. Has there been any connection to that or any success in regards to dealing with that?
I'm going to speak to the fact that Everybody that I've worked with, I'll speak about my family and friends. I've been working with hundreds of family members and friends. We have an extended family and friends. During the pandemic, not one of my family members or friends was admitted to a hospital. Not one. I worked with my family and friends for over 2 years during the pandemic, during the lockdown. And not one of them was seriously ill. Not one.
Wow. I like that. Is it fair to ask, what's your thoughts in regards to the vaccine and the potential damages that have been done with it? Yeah. And if you're in agreement with that, is this something that could correct some of the things that have been occurring for people who have gotten the vaccine?
Well, let me look at the facts. The vaccine was a new experimental vaccine. There's not been a long study. There's not been any detailed study as to the long-term effects because it's a brand new vaccine. So that's a fact. Secondly, do I see that some of those adjuvants, some of those chemicals that are used could be harmful? Of course. Only time will tell whether scalar energy can help people who've had those harmful chemicals. I don't have that evidence. Why? It's a new vaccine. It's too early to tell the long-term complications. And likewise, I can't make that statement. I've never worked with this vaccine before. I want to make this very clear to your audience. From what I see, the vaccine was entirely experimental. There were no long-term studies. There could not have been. It's a new vaccine.
Yeah. Well, going along these same lines about talking about the molecular bonds, what about that of nutrients and vitamins, minerals, amino acids, antioxidants, natural foods, chemicals? Explain how it can create or help in those areas, because we've talked about kind of what it can eradicate. How can it take the good things that we're putting in us and help it to bond so that we don't just waste it out of our system?
Again, going back to light, when you're working with light, it's a guaranteed process. Light never makes a mistake. These instruments don't make a mistake. How do I program these instruments? With photographs. That's a photograph of the crystalline structure. That's riboflavin magnified. If I want to download that information, that pattern into me, I place that inside the instrument. So in other words, riboflavin in the force field side by side my photographs, in which we share the information of riboflavin into my quantum field. It's not a chemical process, it's an energy process. I am imparting the intelligence of riboflavin into me. So what does that do? Animated by a scalar energy instrument, we're able to send so much energy, scalar energy of riboflavin into me. And what happens? Then you start to create that molecular structure. So again, the animating force is light. And the upshot is with that light in us, then we can finally have sufficient vitamin B2 or any other antioxidant or amino acid, etc., that we need by way of light. You don't have to depend upon the circulatory system. I deliver nutrients by way of light. Light is the perfect delivery system.
Well, and that's a great point. I know that, you know, we talk about, you know, sunshine, you know, as being something that we all need. And in fact, in countries that have long periods of time of no sunshine, they now have all of these, the equivalent to sunshine rooms and things like that, because people need that energy. They need that, you know, that on their body. Is this something that is somewhat similar in that respect?
Yes. Some people have said that they feel that when they walk outside that they have so much sunlight that that provides them the nutrition that they need. Well, obviously, that's the case with vitamin D. Mm-hmm. If you live in an area where there's extended period of sunlight during the day, you're going to get hopefully sufficient vitamin D, provided that your skin is not covered with clothing. That's the way I work with these instruments. These are sun instruments. Again, scalar energy is from the sun and the stars. And when I can download the energy of riboflavin, not the chemicals, but the energy, then I acquire the amount of riboflavin that I need through energy.
I mean, it's just amazing. I'm trying to take all this in and at the same time remember the things that I want to talk about. But I know that another, here's another audience question that's coming in. And this one says, in regards to the benefits of remote Skylar energy healing, please give us some examples and possible time frames in which we would see results. And this is from Marcus in Houston, Texas.
Okay, great question, Marcus. On account of the fact we're working with energy light, it's an instantaneous communication. I've placed people's photographs in this instrument, and within less than an hour, people say that they had a skin infection and they felt that it was better. I had one woman who had MRSA, and she said she could immediately feel the effect. So according to that woman, the bacterium was eradicated within a short period of time. So working with light, it's instantaneous. Now, how the body responds, I cannot predict that. Everyone is different. But I will say this. Anytime I instruct that instrument to seek out and to bring to a state of chaos, that's what I do, to bring to a state of chaos a microbe, a germ, it will do that. How people respond, well, there's many factors into how they respond and how they recover.
Okay. We have another one that asks, are there any independent scientific studies or research supporting the effectiveness of remote Skylar energy healing? And if so, what are they and how can they be found?
Yeah, excellent question. Sadly, my answer is no across the board. Nobody's duplicated my instruments. I've never had one scientific group or university show any interest in my work. Even though I have PCR tests from around the world, testimonies from people around the world testifying that they feel better. And many people say that they no longer have the symptoms of a medical condition. So to answer your question, not one group, not one institution, not one university, not one think tank has ever shown any interest in my work. So I am the only one in the world with these unique instruments that can accomplish what I can accomplish.
So I'm guessing that you don't want to be the one to say this, so I'll say it. As you're saying that, the thought that's going through my mind is that Big Pharma finances most all medical hospitals, most training facilities, most testing, most colleges that are running any sort of research and stuff, and testing it and finding out that it works would probably cost them hundreds of billions of dollars.
Yes. Okay. You're absolutely right, Alan. I'm going to second that.
Okay,
I'm not bashful about this.
Okay.
What I say is true and accurate. And if these PCR tests are accurate, in which people claim, it's not my claim, it's their testimony, that they no longer have herpes or no viral load for herpes or Epstein-Barr or HIV. If that's the case, then this will impact the pharmaceutical industry globally hundreds of billions of dollars. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
How can we get this out there. I mean, have you thought about the fact, I mean, the one thing that you haven't told me that does is allows us to live forever. So with that in mind, do you have a plan? How are you going to get this information out past one person?
Yeah, that's a good point. And I thank you for this interview. Only podcasts and small radio stations have shown interest in this. Imagine that. Big media shuns me. Imagine that. Okay, so what is my point? I'm going to be very blunt. I usually am. I have to rely upon a grassroots effort. No, there's some government forces that I don't trust. No, I don't trust everybody in big business. No, there's some people in academia that cannot be trusted. But I do trust the people. And through a grassroots movement, this will come to the knowledge of many.
Well, and I hope that you're also looking at training, training interns or training people that are going to be so that we can form essentially the equivalent to a corporate pyramid, to where it starts with you, but as more people get trained and more people get trained, and then eventually it becomes something that it's much more difficult to shut down or to try to discredit when it is started to expand out into more areas.
You're right, and I'm trying to do that. First things first, we have to educate people. Once this catches on, and once people see the benefits, it all comes down to performance. I believe in performance. As a researcher, I perform. These instruments perform, I perform. If I can perform, if what I've said is true and accurate, then it's just a matter of time that this will catch on. It's a fait accompli from that point on.
Another thing, we've got about 7 minutes. So one of the things, again, we talked about before going on the air was something that you're going to offer our listeners, which I appreciate. But I want to add to that as I want to take advantage of what it is that you're going to offer. But I'd also like to have you back on, because I think one of the greatest ways to get this information out there is to have you scheduled a few months out and then come back on. And then I can tell everybody at that time, this is what we worked on with me, or anybody else that has taken advantage of it. Or if you just have some people, recent clients or whatever, that want to come on, we can have them come on as well, because I think that's something that's going to help get people to understand, to feel more comfortable and move forward.
Please. I'd love that. Please. And I want people to test it. I'm all about performance. I have to perform. Yes.
Okay. And one of the things that I love with the show is success stories. So if you could share just a couple of the most maybe unique experiences that you witnessed when you were working, with these people's picture in your laboratory.
Yeah. Here's another anecdotal, but it's strong evidence. I've been working with HIV clinics in Tanzania. And everybody that I've been working with in Tanzania since 2017, hundreds of people, everybody who had a follow-up PCR test no longer has HIV. There have been many HIV clinics that I've worked with around the world. And one particular HIV clinic in Tanzania has told me that everybody who submitted their photograph, not one person has a viral load for HIV anymore. The people in Tanzania have gained weight. They're asymptomatic. They're healthy. Their appetite is returned. They have energy. Not one person has any symptoms of HIV anymore.
If I can sort of jump on the bandwagon from the standpoint, this is a smaller show, but I know that there are some influencers out there. If you're an influencer out there and you have a virus such as HIV, please get a hold of, get in contact. We're going to give you a way to get a hold of Tom. In fact, Tom, what is the best way for them to get a hold of you?
You know, all about performance. So I allow anybody in the world to sign up for 15 days of free sessions. The website is scalarlight.com, S-C-A-L-A-R, scalarlight.com. If you go to the website, You can send in your photograph of your face. That's all we need. I don't want to know your medical condition. I don't want to know any personal information about you. Just send in your photograph. Let the energy, let this divine energy heal you if that's the case. Scalarlight.com. Anybody can sign up for the free trial.
I love it. Thank you so much. But again, the reason I brought up with influencers that have a very, very large following is send something in. And then, you know, I think the return, the payback that you give for this is you share it with your group out there and speak for yourself and say, this is what I did. And again, that's why I'm saying I'd love to have Tom back. I want to be able to do the same thing so that people can then say, look, I'm going to give this a shot because I've been listening to this guy for 10 years and I trust that if he says it works for him, that it's going to work for me. So, Tom, I got to tell you, this is phenomenal. This is exactly what this show is about, in the sense that we want to bring on people that are making a positive difference in the world. You are making a positive difference in the world all over. And again, you talked about HIV in Tanzania. I'm sure there's lots of influencers in Hollywood, you know, that if they have a particular issue that is going on with their body, a virus that's going on, this is something that could spread throughout, you know, throughout the world a lot faster. Please. If we can all do this. And check it out. Give it a shot. Tom, I thank you so much. I mean, the idea of you giving, 15 days for free just for people to try it out, I think is phenomenal. It also speaks to your heart in wanting to make a positive difference. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Alan.
All right. What would, let's see. Okay. It looks like Tom is off. So for everybody out there, be with us again next week when we're joined by Dr. Greg Hammer, author of Gain Without Pain, The Happiness Handbook for Healthcare Professionals, as we discuss his new book and much more. And visit our archives of past interviews at answers.network, or just subscribe to the show. You can do it through Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, Rumble, Spreaker, and many more popular podcast platforms. And if you like what you hear, please leave a review. I want you to know that it will help us reach more people, and we greatly appreciate it. The next time you're on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, please remember, stop by our page, check out some of our latest shows. If you like them, please like us and spread the word. And again, for this particular show, I'm going to give that website address. It is scalarlight.com, and that's scalarlight.com. And as Tom said, if you send something in, mention this show, mention that you heard it on Answers Network, and he is going to give people 15 days of free analysis of the picture that you sent him. And I'm so thankful for that. And as I told you, I'm going to do the same. We're going to have Tom on in the future, and we're going to talk about what the results were. So for everybody out there, thank you for joining us, and be with us again next week on Answers Network.
You're listening to Answers Network with Alan Cardoza, only on LA Talk Radio.